This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
My conversation with the mayor, Muriel Bowser, coming up in around 20 minutes, around 10:20, 10:25, we talk about the state of the RFK deal. Yes, the city council last night, I guess, got together with some members of the team at a lovely Italian restaurant on Prospect Street called Cafe Milano last night. That happened, and the news broke on that after I talked to her, but nothing came out of it definitive. As of now. Anyway, Mayor Bowser, 10:20 this morning. This from Quinn to start the show. Kevin, you've already done a show asking the TJ Watt, Terry McLaurin trade question. Please let me help you today. Don't do it. It's never going to happen. And the responses will drive both of us crazy to think that most fans wouldn't want TJ Watt, even if it means giving up Terry, is mind-numbing. Quinn, thanks for trying to produce the show today. Yeah, we are going to talk about TJ Watt potentially being available. And Adam Schefter had some stuff yesterday on Terry and J.J. Watt, which we'll get to here in a moment. We did a poll last week. We sort of just did the hypothetical, would you just swap out, you know, Terry for T.J. Watt? Now, just so everybody understands, T.J. Watt's value is much greater than Terry McLaurin's. So you'd have to give up, you know, probably more than just Terry McLaurin to get TJ Watt. I had some of you saying, only if it comes back with draft picks too. You guys are out of your mind. TJ Watt is valued much higher than Terry McLaurin. Both great players. Both great players, but, you know, come on. Like, the top 100 NFL players ranking list is going to start coming out, I think, today. Right, Max? Today it'll start coming out probably in, you know, 10 at a time over the next, you know, several weeks. But CBS Sports did their NFL top 100 last week. TJ Watt was ranked as the 11th best player in the league, and Terry was the 81st best player in the league. Terry's good. I think he was 12th among the receivers, 10th or 11th, 12th, something like that among the receivers. But he's not TJ Watt. Come on, people. Watch more than just our games. Please. TJ Watt is a massive difference maker. He's one of the three best defensive players in the game. But we did the poll last week. I can't say that I was shocked. I was surprised at the results. But we did the poll last week on Twitter. With contract rumors swirling, Kevin wants to know if Commanders fans would rather have Terry on the roster next year or TJ Watt. 75% of our fans said Terry. 25% said TJ Watt. I love the devotion to Terry, and that's not condescending. I do. I love that there is a player on the team and has been on the team that's been worth sort of the praise and the feeling of one of ours and the respect, everything. He deserves all of it. I mean, he dealt with the worst of times, and then last year finally got a taste of nearly the best of times. And we saw what kind of player he could be last year with a really good quarterback. He had terrible quarterbacks before last year. I mean, horrendous non-starting NFL quarterbacks. He had decent backup quarterbacks. I got this from Michael T. yesterday. Kevin, why do you always put Terry McLaurin into the other category? He's much more than other or afterthought. He's not top 10, he's top 5. You're just wrong and harsh when it comes to him. Yeah, I just can't buy into that. You know, I think that he's much closer to 10 than he is 5. And I've given you my reasons before. First of all, I could list easily 8 or 9 that I would rather have. But if you were just, you know, joining the conversation and you said, let me just at least look at like some numbers. I mean, Terry finished 19th last year in the league in receptions after one of the best years, really the best year of his career. 19th. He was 15th in receiving yards. 15th. He was 32nd in the league in average yards per catch. Now, these are just traditional, you know, statistics. I mean, there is the eye test. There are advanced numbers. He did have 13 touchdown catches, the best of his career. He finished 2nd in the league to Ja'Marr Chase with 13 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase had 17 touchdowns. Quarterback does make a difference. 7 was his career high before last year. He did that as a rookie with, what, Case Keenum throwing him the majority of those touchdowns, I would guess, right? 2019, Case Keenum. First game that Terry played against Philadelphia, Case Keenum was the quarterback. I forget how many games Case Keenum played that year. It was a forgettable year, for sure. But the best year he had had leading up to last year was 4 or 5 touchdowns. 4 or 5. He had 13 last year. That was an outlier. The 19th in receptions, 15th in receiving yards, 32nd in average yards per catch are not outliers. Now, I think he's better than the 19th best receiver in the league or the 15th best receiver in the league or the 32nd best receiver in the league. I think he's somewhere around 10, plus or minus a spot or two. He's not TJ Watt, people. And you're not getting TJ Watt. First of all, I do agree with Quinn. This is not happening. The Steelers are not going to trade TJ Watt, and I don't believe Washington is going to trade Terry McLaurin. But I think if TJ Watt were available, Washington should 100% be interested. And with the trade yesterday that the Steelers made, trading Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, and there were some picks involved in there, it shows they're willing to do, you know, player for player. I don't want to part with Terry McLaurin. I don't. I mean, what will we have at wide receiver? I mean, Deebo Samuel, you know, we would be hoping big time that, you know, you've got Noah Brown healthy and Luke McCaffrey steps up, etc. I mean, we might have to start rooting that Michael Gallup isn't washed up. Not that he was ever, you know, a star player anyway. I don't want to part with Terry McLaurin. But if you entertain TJ Watt in a TJ Watt trade conversation as Washington, Pittsburgh's not just taking Terry back. You'd have to give up more. I hope people realize that. This is not apples to apples in terms of the players. Now, trade value, you know, demand, you know, interest in moving on from, you know, contract, you know, compensation is always a part of the conversation. And we always get it wrong. But in terms of the two players, and I saw a lot of this morning as I was preparing for the show, I would do it if we also got, you know, a first or a second back from Pittsburgh. You're high. It's the other way around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like, you'd have to give up more than just Terry to get one of the top 10 to 12 players in the league back in a trade. Not a first rounder, no. And Washington doesn't have a lot of draft compensation moving forward. You know, it might just be like a third or a fourth or something like that, but you're not, it's not a man up trade. That would be stupid for Pittsburgh to do. You know, it reminds me of one of the dumbest deals. All due respect to Clinton Portis, who I love dearly, but one of the dumbest deals in franchise history. I mean, this was really at the height of everybody calling to see if Washington would do a trade with them because they knew they would get the better of the deal. But Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis, where Washington ended up giving up, in addition to Portis, a second rounder for a future Hall of Fame corner who was already an elite level corner. We know the difference, right? Much harder to find corners than running backs. That was one of the all-time dumbest trades ever. Clinton turned out to be a really good player here, and Champ turned out to be a really good player there. And I think they drafted Tatum Bell with the number two pick that they ended up getting from Washington. I think that's who it was. But it should have been the other way around. So teams are dumb sometimes, and they don't understand the value of players. And there's a lot that went into that Champ Bailey. One of these days, somebody is going to, you know, spill the beans on the entire Champ Bailey out of Washington deal, because there was a lot going on. But in terms of just value, Washington shouldn't have been the team giving up the second. They should have been the team receiving the second with the player. And in this particular case, all due respect to those of you who believe otherwise, unless Pittsburgh's stupid, you know, you wouldn't be able to just trade Terry for TJ Watt without giving up a little bit more. I'm not saying a lot more, but they're two different players on the, you know, value. TJ Watt's a top 10-ish player in the league. Terry McLaurin is a top, you know, 75-ish player in the league. Still pretty impressive, but not what TJ Watt is. So, Quinn, we are going to probably talk about this on the show today because there was a lot that came out yesterday. This was Adam Schefter yesterday being asked about the Terry situation in Washington by the Pat McAfee Show.
Schefty, last time we talked to you, we mentioned how Terry McLaurin and Washington are pretty far apart on his, you know, new contract. He's not happy about that. Has there been any progress with that whole situation, or do you have any kind of update there?
That's a tough one. I know there is an update. There's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. I again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
Adam Schefter yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, later on in the afternoon, he also said multiple teams have shown interest in trading for TJ Watt, you know, suggesting that maybe Pittsburgh has, is not that far away from perhaps being willing to discuss it. I agree with what Adam said at the end. I don't think either player is going to get traded. You know, Pittsburgh and Washington are similar but so different. Similar entering 2025. Similar in that it feels very much like both franchises are in win-now mode, but for totally different reasons. Pittsburgh's in that mode because they've got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that is going to play his last season, more likely than not, in 2025. And they're going to try to, you know, get as much out of the best quarterback situation they've had since Roethlisberger, a healthy Roethlisberger, was in Pittsburgh. So they're going, you know, all in maybe is an exaggeration, but they're really focused on trying to win it all or go as far as they can in 2025, whereas Washington's all in as well, but it's because they've got a quarterback on a rookie deal who is 16 years younger or 17 years younger, whatever it is, than the other quarterback. That's why I just don't see Pittsburgh moving on from a player who would have, if they were to have a great season, and let's just say win 12 or 13, contend for an AFC championship, I would put them right now in the AFC. Me personally, I would put them behind, obviously, Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. But I, unlike many, I think I saw Aaron Rodgers play at a pretty high level at the end of last year. As, you know, the Achilles injury started to get more into a groove, they added Devontae Adams. It was a terrible team defensively. They were a terrible team special teams-wise with their kicker situation. I think Aaron Rodgers played not MVP Aaron Rodgers football, but he played like at least a top half of the league starting quarterback at the end of the year. And if Pittsburgh got that from Aaron Rodgers, you know, with DK Metcalf and Freiermuth and now Jonnu Smith, who was a part of that deal, I think Pittsburgh would be fourth for me after Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. I think they would, but they can't move on from TJ Watt. They got to figure out a deal and keep one of the three best defensive players in the league. And I do know, you know, when the Steelers got into that slump at the end of last year, you know, a lot of it had to do with what they were offensively, but they also, you know, started to slump defensively when they lost four or five in a row at the end of last year, heading into the postseason, when really the game against Baltimore wasn't very competitive. But a lot of that was pressure put on the defense because offensively they just weren't consistent enough with Russell Wilson at the helm. You know, they struggled to score at times, but they also had some games last year, like here, you know, when they had the big throw to Mike Williams late in the game for the lead. It was Mike Williams, right? The former Charger receiver who had signed with Pittsburgh that caught that touchdown over St. Juste in the fourth quarter for the lead. I got to look that up. I think it was Mike Williams.
It was Mike Williams.
Yeah. That was probably the best throw of the year for Russell Wilson.
It was great throw. And
great
throw. It helped us quite a bit. It killed Benjamin St. Juste.
Yeah, I mean, that process may have started even before.
Well, sure. But it was the final nail in the coffin.
By the way, I forget, where is Benjamin St. Juste? Where did he
land? I believe
he
is a Los Angeles Charger.
Yeah, I think that's right, actually. Right when you said it. All right, so we will, Quinn, much to your dismay, we will end up having this conversation. And it's more about, you know, what would you be willing to give up for a TJ Watt? Look, that is a missing piece. You look at our roster, and it's obvious when you look at the roster, without knowing a lot about what the coaches think, because the coaches may think, no, you guys don't know what's coming with, you know, Javon Kinlaw. You guys have no idea what Frankie Louvu is going to be like in year two in this system, and you have yet to see how good Javonte John Baptiste is. We think he is, you know, a potential star as a pass rusher. I mean, they may think a lot of things about the team, and they obviously have much more information. But when the run-of-the-mill fan of the team looks at the roster, what's glaring? No defensive pass rusher. No defensive star. I think Louvu's a, you know, an emerging star. I mean, he was a second team all-pro linebacker last year, so he's recognized as a star linebacker. But I'm talking about getting to that level where people talk about him, you know, in the way they, not necessarily in the way they talk about Myles Garrett or TJ Watt or Trey Hendrickson, but, you know, maybe that next tier down. But that's the glaring hole. TJ Watt would fill that glaring hole easily. Yeah, I'd be interested if I were Washington. I'm trying to win the GD Super Bowl this year or next. Yeah, you got to pay him. But pass rushers age well, typically. He's 30, and he is, you know, he's a dominant, game-changing defensive player. Period. Haven't had one of those since Sean. Mayor Bowser next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.